This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what's taking place with the grains?
A little bit of a mixed bag overnight. We have the corn market and the wheat market under pressure, while the bean market, the meal market, as well as the bean oil market all found a little bit of strength. We did get notice today that the USDA reported the export sales to an unknown destination of 120,000 metric tons of soybeans. So maybe somebody knew something a little bit ahead of time that that announcement was coming, hence a little bit of the overnight strength in the beans.
And then with the wheat, we've seen some movement quite a bit to the upside, so some support. And it seems like it's all due to, unfortunately, the warfare taking place between Russia and Ukraine. Jim, is that kind of how you see it as well?
That's what I view it. I mean, I would not think there's really a weather problem. I'd argue the weather is anything a little bit bearish in the fact that we're finally going to get some pretty good moisture moving across the Midwest. I think definitely has to do with what's going on, unfortunately, in the Ukraine. It does seem like the Russians and the Ukrainians are really kind of upping their game, with the Russians specifically hitting that Odessa area with drone strikes and missile strikes. And, you know, that's going to be the key. I mean, right now it's been amazing, Mark, how much grain has been able to be shipped out of the Ukraine area, considering what's going on with this war going on. But they've been very efficient getting a lot of that grain out. Now, not as much as it was pre-war, but still enough to have an effect on the pricing of the world grain market. So yeah, you're seeing it. If the market gets a sense that less and less grain is going to be available out of the Ukraine, that should be price supportive.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
May corn down 1.5 at 438 even. May soybeans up 10.5 at 1196 even. May soybean meal up 4 even at 337.90. May soybean oil up 42 cents at 48.56. Chicago wheat down 8.5 at 544 even. Minneapolis wheat down 6.75 at 649 even. Kansas City hard red wheat down 9.75 at 573 even, and May oats up 0.75 at 357.25. On the Merck, April live cattle up 2 cents at 188.07. April feeder cattle up 37 cents at 255.45. April lean hogs down 10 cents at 85.72. April pork cutout unchanged at 93.65. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.